5 and 0 for the first time in radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. This is retired Chester County Supervisor Trish Clark sitting in again this morning for Carl and Linda Bott, who are vacationing, due back, I think, tomorrow. I also am joined again this morning by Rivers and Salmo from Salmo Vineyards. And so we're going to continue our conversation from yesterday. Hope that you will see fit to join in at 605-4567 or on the chat room and bring up a subject we're not going to talk about, but we have a kind of an interesting subject we thought we'd go into this morning. The Chester County Planning Commission will be looking at their marijuana dispensaries and cultivation countywide zoning plan issue on this Thursday. So we thought we might have a little bit of discussion about that this morning. Good morning, Rivera. How are you doing?
Good morning, Trish. Yeah, this meeting is at Thursday at 2 p.m., and it's something that I can speak to because I do some flying for the marijuana eradication team. I have done that for a couple of years now. And so I'm kind of read into this program. For any listeners out there who, maybe have naive notions about it. There's a lot of questions that I would like to bring into the whole subject here, but I can tell you that I was in a number of firefights in Beirut, Lebanon in 83, and I never thought I'd be in another one. The only other gunfire situations I've been into were here in Shasta County. So the pot growing thing is a very dangerous business. If it's a medicine, I mean, I don't know. I don't see cops plugging 5.56 millimeter ball ammunition into magazines to go and look at the books of what the doctors are doing with Demerol or Xanax. You know, this is quite a different thing. And just so that nobody remains naive, there are no organizations that deal in green drugs only. They are always it is one product out of a bouquet of drugs, meth and heroin and coke. It's all in a bundle. Now, I know that this ordinance only addresses the, it's called compassionate growing, which I don't understand, but it's supposed to be something medicinal. And let's say it's for the amateur drug producer. But we are still talking about a federal Schedule I narcotic, which is in the same category as heroin. So this is a real bugaboo for any official, and I don't even know what it does to their oath. But I know I've shotgunned a lot of concerns out there already. But I can take it through it with you more slowly if you wish.
Well, I think you bring up some good points. I think there's no question about the dilemma that local elected officials throughout the state of California have been faced with. With this very contradictory law that, and as you indicated, with the oath of office that we take to be elected officials, we swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of the state of California. Right there is a real dilemma, because in enacting this ordinance, it's clearly illegal under the United States Constitution.
Not only that, but the ordinance itself warns you that this is an illegal activity and you may be prosecuted by federal authorities for doing it. So if you put your signature to the enabling document, I mean, if I was their attorney, I'd say, watch it. I mean, you're actually opening yourself to conspiracy and RICO.
Well, and as you indicate, if in fact this is a medicine, a medical treatment, then in my mind it should in fact be dispensed at Owens Pharmacy with a prescription pad, just like any other drug. Certainly, we have all kinds of other painkillers and very narcotic-based drugs that are dispensed in a pharmacy. And in my mind, that's exactly where you ought to go to get your marijuana.
Well, I'd like everybody to know also, I've had cancer three times. I've had three cancer operations. And just because I'm adventurous, I thought, well, during, you know, one of these phases of chemo, somebody brought me some pot. So I thought, well, what's this going to be like if I smoke pot and I'm about to die? How's this going to make me feel? You know, is this going to make me hungry or do anything? It was terrible. I mean, it was a terrible experience, but it wasn't too unusual. Actually, after I smoked, I thought, well, this is not new. I feel this way all the time, you know. But it is no aid to anything. And I also cannot understand why, if you're sick or some of it even says if you're in a hospice, you can grow it. Forget about it. You're not doing gardening when you're on chemo. And, you know, what are you supposed to do? Survive until the buds are ripe so you can harvest? I mean,
it's a gardening activity.
It's totally unclear.
That absolutely is. I think we're getting the signal here that we need to go for a break, and so we'll be back and continue this discussion. Please join us at KCNR 1460 605-4567 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation.
And Trish, it is 7:11 here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and that means it's time that we check in with Wells Fargo financial advisor Susan Eastman. She has the Market Minute. Susan?
Good morning. Well, the stocks are pausing after yesterday's rally. The markets appear to be waiting for fresh evidence of improvement in Europe, as well as the kickoff in earnings season. Alcoa will report after the close today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 33 points at 11,399. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1,192. The Nasdaq Composite is positive 2 points at 2,569. Taking a look at some of the day's biggest movers, Ford is down 13 cents at $11.08. Dow Chemicals is positive 46 cents at $26.65. McDonald's is up $1.13 at $89.64 per share. Turning to a few local stocks of interest, Safeway is down 19 cents at $17.39. Costco is off 65 cents at $80.51. And Walmart's down 29 cents at $54.50. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.15%. And turning to commodities, gold is down $3.70 an ounce at $16.67. Silver's down 13 cents at $31.84. And crude oil is down 56 cents. Trading at $84.85 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Trish Clark and Reverse Insomo, will be right back.
October 15th at Insomo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
7:13 on KCNR, and taking a quick look at the weather. Areas of drizzle before 11 a.m., patchy fog here and there. It'll be clearing up and a high of 72 today, and then partly cloudy with a low tonight around 52. Warm tomorrow, probably a bit muggy with a high of 83, currently 60 degrees in downtown Reading. Weather also brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Detecting a theme here. We're now back to our guest hosts, Trish Clark and R.C. Anselmo.
Lazy, falling out, or hanging around. My woman said, hey, Pedro, you're acting. And good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined here by Reverge Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. And we're kind of talking about medical marijuana, marijuana growth in general. Reverge, you had a point earlier about when we were talking about why are you sicker because you have a bigger piece of land.
Yeah, no, the ordinance, the way it's going to be written, which, look, I understand it's complicated, and people, over time, have gotten themselves into personal conflicts and moral compromises about this thing. The county is absolutely shot through with patches of green drug, like it's a cancer. From the air, you can see it all. It's terrible. But the new ordinance reads that they're going to restrict the grows to any grow for medicinal purposes only, not to be conveyed, distributed, transported, sold, or anything like that, to 60 square feet if you live on a parcel that is less than an acre, 100 square feet if you live between 1 and 2 acre parcel, and then up to 200 feet if you live on 20 acres or more. There is no sanity in that idea. You cannot be sicker because you live on 20 acres than if you only live on in a condo. I mean, it needs, and it's also arbitrary and unequal application of the law. It has to be the same size for everyone everywhere. And by the way, from the air, I want it that way because I know that I'm going to be tasked to fly and discover. So I need something that I can just write take a chalk mark on the template of my chin bubble and see what size it is. If it's bigger than that from 300 feet AGL, I'll know that it's out of bounds, you know?
Yeah. And without having to know the exact size of the
parcel.
Yeah,
I don't know their parcel number and how many acres. It's crazy.
We're going to go to the phones right now. We have Bruce on line one. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Trish. Well, the sheriff, he brought down a DVD, and we looked at the overview they did with the helicopter about what the growers are doing in eastern Shasta County. You think that things like that, I mean, there's million-dollar homes out there with, and not just one, but with big RVs and 100 marijuana plants, and not just, I mean, it was amazing how many were out there.
They're everywhere throughout Shasta County.
These guys?
Huh? They're everywhere throughout Shasta County.
I mean, I was absolutely amazed of what was out there. I could not believe it. And
you're not convinced they're all medical grows, huh?
Well, I would think the size of these that they photographed, and like they said, that wasn't all of them. That was just the portion they showed us.
Yes.
And I think there was 20, at least 20, that had, all of them had over 99 plants.
Yeah, this is a money-making operation, not only in Shasta County, but really in the North State. Our growing conditions are excellent. We just do not have the law enforcement available to really take care of this situation and prosecute like we should. And I wonder in my mind, and of course maybe I'm jumping ahead, but it seems to me that if in fact we start establishing a lot of these legal grows, what does that do to the cartel? What does that do to the people who are spending a lot of money growing this marijuana all over? I think we're talking about getting into wars.
Well,
I think
Trish, it must be a real lucrative thing. If 99 plants, I'm supposing, these were all big, huge plants. They were great. I'm sure they produced a pocket full of money for these people, but if the feds want to go after them now, and that must be scary as heck if you own a $1 million home out there, knowing that you were under surveillance.
Well, they are under surveillance, by the way. But I don't think what they appreciate is that, they have a 100% total exposure for IRS claims, and everything federal about that income is 100% illegal. So it's at a certain point that's going to catch you.
I think it probably will. Well, we'll jump off here and let other people weigh in on it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling, Bruce. Appreciate your comments. Asset forfeiture comes into that, as you indicate. As soon as there is a case made that they've committed this felony, then all of the products of their selling that, the motorhome and
look,
the
you
home.
Don't even, you don't even have to sell it. You just move it, and you have transported a Schedule I narcotic.
There you go. And so the asset forfeiture, well, that can be good for the county because those funds go to the sheriff department. So
yeah, as a matter of fact, I said once if the county could ever take a decision to be cagey and wise and to play this skillfully, they would go and make a hell of a lot of money just applying fees and fines and penalties to this activity, and they could, I'm sure, cover the budget.
And we all know they're very good at that. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't know, but I don't see them shaping it up that way. They're just the new ordinance is just going to shape them up for continued failure.
Well, and in the city of Anderson, all of the law enforcement officials and the elected officials throughout the county are struggling with how to try to balance these two acts, the thing that was passed by the voters, the laws that have been instituted by the legislature in Sacramento that say you have to make this medical marijuana available and you can't not give. So in the city of Anderson, they are not allowing any dispensaries any place in the city limits. And they've defined very small inside. You can only grow marijuana in the city of Anderson inside small structures, certain limits from the side of the, you know, property line, all must be vented and all of those different things. They also must have the permission of the property owner. All kinds of rules.
I saw some of that in the Shasta County ordinance, and they are going to not permit any dispensaries, so that's a plus. But in they actually say we have to hide it behind a fence. It can't be visible. What is that about? Why aren't you requiring them to do it notoriously in the open with a sign that says who this medicine is for and when they're expected to die?
Maybe so. I think we have to take a break, and then I'll respond to the issues in Anderson as I know them about that.
New kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
724, this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley up there, huge supporters of the veterans community. They've got a great meeting room, as well as the largest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Need yourself something to pick you up? Well, a little bit of coffee from the T&B Sweeties, one of their famous coffee drinks, will do the trick. That is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark, here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And welcome back this morning. We're just having some chats here about marijuana and other things. Right now, we're joined by members from the Reading Rodeo Association, Lee Ellison, the president, and Kip Powers, the treasurer. And they're going to talk to us about Cowboy Up and Think Pink.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is kind of the kickoff for the week that is for Think Pink. And this is our second annual banquet. And oh, the queen has arrived.
We also now are joined by Miss Reading Rodeo.
This is Amanda Silva.
Good morning, Amanda. Good morning.
This with our second annual event, we're trying to raise enough money to help the cause of breast cancer awareness. And last year we donated better than $6,000 from this event to the Think Pink, and we'd like to do better this year if we can.
Well, that's wonderful, and welcome, Amanda. You look lovely in your pink shirt there this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I decorated it all by myself. It's amazing.
Good. So when does this event take place? October 15th at the Wind River Casino?
That's correct. It's Saturday night, and we're going to have some entertainment, silent auction, and live auction. There's a number of things to auction off that I think are going to be really beneficial to people. So it's just going to be a nice event, and hopefully we'll raise the money we need to carry this event along.
Premier West Bank has also been an awesome help and support for this event, and you can also buy tickets at one of their locations.
Okay, and for those that would like to buy in advance, are there going to be tickets for sale at the event? But if they'd like to get pre-tickets or reserve tables, how would they go about doing that? Okay, there's a number. Okay, the tickets are available at Premier West Bank on Cypress Avenue and on Bocelli Lane, also through the Reading Rodeo Association. And if they are in for more information, they can call Lee at 356-7322 or Gene Patterson, 604-2964. But stop by either one of the Premier West Banks, and you can pick up your tickets and arrange to... anything else you want to tell me about this event?
Only that we have been struggling with breast cancer for years and years, and this is an event that we're just really, really supporting hard on trying to find the cure for it. So anybody that can possibly donate some item for our auction or just to come and have a good time, buy a ticket, and come and meet us, and we'll kind of explain the whole event and just have a good time.
You can be a table sponsor for $450, and that includes a table of 10. A commemorative bottle of wine and special mention in the evening program for those people that would like a tax write-off. That's always important. And then the tickets are $50 each. And
I believe you guys are actually a table sponsor, so thank you for that. Also, I'm not sure if this was mentioned, but Northern California Think Pink, it stays in our community for our neighbors, our friends, all in the North State.
And recognizing, you know, that breast cancer is not just about women. The breast cancer is goes across the gamut.
Yes.
And it's
women.
One of those diseases that is so preventable or curable if, in fact, we catch it early. So we really want to take this opportunity to remind women and men to check often and keep up with the screening that's necessary to make sure that this disease doesn't progress in your body.
The latest stats show that 97% is curable if found in time.
thanks much for joining us this morning. I think that's an interesting way to stop, and we're going to go now to a break and go into the news. And thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Free Fire Radio will continue right after Fox News.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is under pressure in early morning trading. Investors continue to keep an eye on the developments on the European debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 43 points. Dollar Thrifty is no longer up for sale. The car rental company set an October 10th deadline for rivals Hertz and Avis to make their final buyout offers. Avis dropped its buyout offer last month. Dollar Thrifty's CEO said Hertz was still committed to pursuing a deal, but failed to make an offer addressing the board's requirements. The company also reaffirmed its outlook for the third quarter, and shares of the 99-cents-only stores jumping on news of a $1.6 billion buyout. The discounter is being purchased by another discounter and Canada's Pension Plan Investment Board. Members of the Gold and Schiffer family, who already have a leadership role in the company, are also involved in the deal. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event, Mike.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you'd like to join us this morning, phone number is 605-4567. And I'm joined right now from with a couple of ladies from one of my very favorite organizations, Sons of Italy. They do the famous Paisano Days down at the Anderson River Park every year. And that's just one of my favorite functions.
Why isn't there a Daughters of Italy?
We can all belong. We
do belong.
Lots of ladies belong, and it's okay. And it's a great organization. I have it many is. Friends amongst the group. And so I'm joined this morning with Linda Paulson and Jerry Carroll. And they're going to tell us about another fun activity that the Sons of Italy have coming up soon.
Yes, we have our second annual Sons of Italy Craft Fair. And it's going to be Saturday, October 22nd. And the time is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you don't know where our lodge is, we are at 4850 Cedar Road here in Reading, corner of Cedar Road and Kenyon Drive. And it's off of 273 Highway South. Of course, everybody knows what a craft fair is. And we have... We're also going to be serving food. We're Italian, so we're going to have food that will be prepared all day. We have our Italian sausage sandwiches.
Oh, yes.
Meatball sandwiches, of course, and barbecue hot dogs. Where can you get a barbecue hot dog in Reading now?
Especially made by an Italian.
There you go. And the sausage sandwiches are to die for.
They are very good.
That's my highlight of the Sons.
If I can interject, you guys did a fabulous job at the air show, by the way.
Thank you very much.
To finagle a flight deck ticket, and the service and the food were just top notch.
Yeah, they work very hard out there to provide good service out there. And the guys did a great job. Everybody did. Yeah.
Well, there was some women working,
yes,
too.
Yes, and there were some women, yes.
You've seen it with our red T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. The Sons of Italy have always been they're very involved in the community. They're just kind of there. They have a lot of fun doing what they're doing. The bocce ball tournaments and all of the things you know. So this craft fair is right time of year. We've got Christmas coming up and the holidays.
Yep.
Scares me to death. I can't believe it's almost here.
Almost
but
here.
Around the corner. So certainly now's a good time to start looking at all those wonderful things for really great gifts for Christmas.
It's all inside. So if it's raining or snowing or you just want to get outside, come down to the Sons of Italy. Other things on our menu is machos and muffins. And we are going to open our full bar and have drinks.
Okay.
We have crafters. From Reading, Fort Jones, Shingletown, Vallejo, Mount Shasta, Lewiston, Anderson, and we have one from North Power, Oregon.
Oh.
So there's going to be a lot of crafters that you haven't seen here in Reading.
Okay, and one of the things that I always hear is, do you have any guy things? I mean, you know, craft shows, they always kind of go towards things that ladies are interested in. We all... drag the guys along with us to say, come on,
that's
come
because we're
to
the
this.
Buyers.
Yeah, exactly. But how about guy things? Do you think there's going to be any?
Yes, we do. We have a wood, I guess this would be wood carving.
Wood carving.
And they're members of the Sons of Italy, and they do a lot of wood stuff.
Like duck decoys. Okay.
We have cork. Displays. We have also outside decorations for your yard, which are birdhouses, a lot of birdhouses. And we only have 24 crafters, so we really want to bring in about two of each product that they sell. So it's going to be a different type. It's not going to be
everybody
jewelry.
Has the same thing. Oh,
yes,
perfect.
Yes. So we had a lot of people coming in, wanting to come in. So we have first come, first serve on our craft fair. So we have about 10 new ones.
Of our crafters that are going to be there are going to donate a prize or one of their wares, and we're doing a raffle to raffle them off, and all this money goes towards our scholarship.
Oh, perfect. And I was going to ask you, so after you raise this money, the money's going to go towards scholarship
Correct.
For Shasta County kids?
For Sons of Italy scholarships.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So anything else you want to tell me about this great event?
No, come on down for lunch.
And let's remind them again of the dates. And
Saturday, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sunday, October 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And all that wonderful food and crafts, you can go out there and shop and have lunch. And if you go late in the afternoon, you can have a cocktail and then have dinner and just enjoy the day. And again, it's out on Cedars Road. Most of us, I think, know where the Sons of Italy Hall is. We've been at least one great meal out there in the time we've been in Shasta County, and I know I've so enjoyed working with this organization. They do a lot of good in the community and just
thank
a lot
you.
Of nice people.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Thanks for joining me this morning, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953. With exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time 7:41 on Free Fire Radio. Programming note, be listening after 8 o'clock when we'll be hearing from Brigadier General Terry Paul, and later on in the 8 o'clock hour, actress Beverly D'Angelo right here on our special edition of Free Fire Radio. And a quick look at the weather. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Once the drizzle and fog burn off, look for a high of around 72. Tonight's low 52. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Muggy with a high of 53. Currently 63 downtown. Now back to our guest host Trish Clark and Reverge and Zomo.
And good morning again, and welcome back. And we kind of took a detour there, and we've been talking about fun things with the Sons of Italy and a craft fair and also the Cowboy Up Think Pink. And now we're going to, just to keep your mind very alert, we're going to switch right back to medical marijuana and the discussion that we're having with Reverend Anselmo, and pick it up kind of where we left off, that the ordinance and what are the good things and bad things about marijuana in Shasta County?
Well, I guess the best news that I've heard is that now everybody has learned what MET, CalMet, and the sheriff know about it, that it's a menace. And my personal feeling is that this county stands the greatest chances of anywhere I can think of to become Colombianized. You know, the first part of the United States that might resemble Juarez or Colombia is Shasta County, unfortunately. I really think you have very strong, I feel very strong, it's important to get a handle on this problem so that you actually do have the rule of law and order. That's going to be hard to do when you have crazy ordinances that are at variance with federal law, et cetera. But any action, the more power that you put in the hands of law enforcement to bring it under control, that's certainly all for the better.
But we were talking earlier about why make them put it in closures, and I think there's a real distinction from having marijuana grow next to you in a residential area as opposed to those of you who live out in the unincorporated area. I live in a residential area, and last year, being a bit naive, I was questioning towards the middle of October why in the world I was getting the skunk smell that I usually get during the summer from the skunks being killed on the bridge over the Sacramento River. And I was informed that that wasn't skunks at all. It was they were harvesting the marijuana. Unbeknownst to me, I had it growing all the way around me. I mean, I had it in several backyards. And again, I live in a residential area. So from my point of view, because I couldn't keep my bedroom windows open for that whole period, I couldn't leave my garage open because it would permeate, the smell would permeate the inside of my garage. My vehicles would smell like it. It was just absolutely rampant in the neighborhood. Sure. The other thing, if in fact people are aware that it's growing, you open yourself up, and certainly the testimony that was given in the city of Anderson about gunfights in their backyard and people going across their fence and people being for fear of going out in their backyard because they didn't know who was going to go to their neighbor and try to steal the drug or what have you. So I think not only do we not particularly want to advertise where they are, although I guess everybody knows they're there anyway, certainly you can smell them. I think it's a real issue of their right to do whatever this law says that was passed in the state of California and my right to enjoy my personal property.
Well, they only have this right if they're sick.
Well, exactly. But they keep, you know, Reverge, once you, it's like the nose, the camel's nose under the tent.
Sure.
Because now you got the whole caregiver thing. I'm too sick to grow it, so my friend is growing it for me, and he's my caregiver, and he picks up three or four certificates from three or four different people who have these medical marijuana prescriptions. And so now they're growing for three or four, and that allows them to grow more. I think part of my problem with the whole thing is you talk about enforcement and giving law enforcement the ability to and the tools to enforce it. Part of what we don't have in the North State is the number of people to enforce it. And when you've got this growing rampant and every little...
It's not necessary to bring to put boots on the ground to enforce it. I don't want to go into that because that's proprietary information. No. You can get rid of all of the dope in Shasta County in about six afternoons of flying. And it doesn't involve pesticides in there. It's not a it's not a menace that is beyond the scope of the law enforcement tools that are right here and on the payroll.
Well, and I certainly that for big growers, but I think all the little small ones that are around and
just that you just use the mail. The mail service will convey the summons, the fine, the decree, the whatever it is.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, we have a phone call. We have Jay on line one. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you both today?
Good. How are you, Jay?
Doing well. You know, we really, in this country, kind of got ourselves into a mess, but it's double standard deals. I mean, it's federally legal to do some things, but they're illegal in some places, and it's federally illegal to do things, but some places defy it. I mean, we need to get on board here and decide what's legal and what's not legal and stick with it. All this half stuff with immigration, with marijuana, with so many other issues, is just causing all of this unneeded commotion.
I agree with you, Jay. It needs to be, you know, all one thing or all another, because these creating a lot of gray area is only going to lead to people exploiting that, and then you're going to have wherever you have issues like this that are nebulous and unclear, and then people start investing in it and making money at it. You have fists swinging and guns firing. It's just
right.
Going to be that
the
way.
The biggest problem we have is we're just not enforcing our laws. I mean,
certainly that's part of
we're
it.
We're going to enforce our law today, but not tomorrow. We're going to force it on this person, but not this person. Just enforce the laws on the books and stop doing all this exception stuff, because it starts, like you said, causing all these other issues that are unnecessary.
You know, part of the issue, and just in to get right back to basics, if in fact we would look at our federal constitution, the constitution that was adopted and is supposed to rule this country, and get the federal government out of all of the things that they're not supposed to be involved in the first place, and put the powers back to the states and the local jurisdictions that our constitution says are supposed to be there, and that,
right.
You know, big then we wouldn't have these issues, because those kind of issues would be left to local jurisdictions and states, and the federal government wouldn't be laying out these rules one size fits all that absolutely do not.
Right, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the stormtroopers coming through your door, because you're following state law, but you're not following federal law.
Absolutely.
I mean, for instance, if you're trying to follow California state law, and you grow to grow marijuana for one of these stores, you're completely set up for the feds DEA to come bust in and take everything you own. I mean, you need to decide what the laws are, and I agree. States' rights have been infringed upon horribly. I hope not irrevocably, but we need to decide what they are and stick with it, because a lot of people are being set up to be very vulnerable to exploitation.
Sure, but Jay, bear this in mind. I agree with you. I always prefer state laws to federal intrusions. I really do. In this case, I do not. The drug business
right.
is a very dangerous business. And you know, guess who's going into it? A lot of people in Shasta County. They're in the drug business. And by providing codes and ordinances, Shasta County is saying that they're going to enter the drug business too. Although in a very weak position as a minor player to the big boys, they're entering that business. It's a very stupid idea. But
I agree.
Jay, let me audition.
I'm not for the drugs at all.
Jay, let me audition this idea with you, because we don't know each other. Let me just see how you grab to this idea. The best thing right now in this economy, especially in order to attract investment and things like that and to create jobs, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Shasta County just said, we're not going to have drugs here, period. We're going to clean this up. You know, Moody's and Standard & Poor's, the bond rating agencies, they kind of look at whether or not you are in a high-intensity drug trafficking area. Wouldn't it be nice if Shasta County just said, not here. We want to be clean, and we're going to provide a clean investment environment for anybody who wants to come here.
What a novel
idea. I
absolutely
agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, I don't like the drugs. I'm not involved in any of it. I've never even smoked marijuana. But the point is that a lot of people are trying to operate legally under the California laws and are being set up, like you mentioned earlier.
No, they're
and
not.
If you follow the California law, you are set up for the federal law, which has always been in place, to lose everything. We just need to enforce the laws that we have, so these people won't get emboldened and get themselves set up to be in that position. That's the only point I'm making.
Okay, Jay, thanks very much for your comments.
Like
we have to take a break right now. So thank you for calling. And we're going to take a break. Join us at 605-4567 if you'd like to be part of the conversation.
Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio.
7:52 on Free Fire Radio. Make it 7:53 if we want to be precise about it. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Street, man's last stronghold. Go down there and get an honest haircut. Enjoy the magazines and admire the animals on the wall. You're at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2163 Cypress Avenue. Now, back to our guest hosts, Trish Clark and Rivera John Samo on Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. And we've been having kind of a diverse conversation here today. We've talked about crafts, and we've talked about the Reading Rodeo Association, and we're talking about marijuana in Shasta County. And I just want to remind everybody that this whole conversation this morning was prompted by the fact that the Shasta County Board of Planning Commission will be looking at a couple of ordinances that they're meeting at 2:00 on Thursday in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chambers, and they're looking to put in some ordinances that have to do with not only growing marijuana, medical marijuana within Shasta County, and also the dispensaries. And so I think you can recognize that Rivera and I have some pretty definite ideas about how this ought to be accomplished and what they ought to do. And I personally think I agree with Rivera that they just ought to say, No.
If they can't say no, then what they ought to do is just say everyone restricted, no matter how sick you are, to 60 square feet. You shouldn't be allowed to grow more. Having more land doesn't make you sicker or more likely to be a good candidate, a medical candidate for this drug. That's arbitrary, capricious, and it also leads to all kinds of enforcement entanglements. 60 square feet is easy to measure, and we'd all know what that looks like. It's basically, what, 3 feet long by 3 feet wide by 20 feet.
Yeah. I attended several hearings down in the city of Anderson when they were struggling with this same thing, which is kind of an unusual position for me to be on the other side of those public hearings after all this time. But I did go down because I did feel strongly about it within my community and where I live. And when I listened to the testimony, and some of these people are, I'm sure, very well-meaning, very nice people, but bottom line, my impression of most of the people that testified were that they just liked to smoke pot. And it didn't have a whole lot to do with medical marijuana or anything else. And even some of them would get up there and say, you know, we just want you to leave us alone, and we just want to be able to do our thing. Medical, you know, marijuana isn't any worse than alcohol and smoking anything. And I kept trying to, in my mind, go back and say, and this has to do with medicine and ill people. Mm-hmm. How?
No, it doesn't. A lot of people also like the off-the-books income that they get. Each plant is worth about $3,000 wholesale, you know. So you've got that to. I'm not the IRS. I don't even collect taxes. You used to. I don't even know about that. That's a snarl.
It is a snarl, and it is putting. It is putting neighbor against neighbor. It's putting people. We had testimony in Anderson from one gal who literally had these thugs coming through her backyard on a regular basis. She had been knocked down and hurt a couple of times in the fray of these people robbing the garden behind them. If shots had been exchanged, we shouldn't have to live like that in our private property.
No,
in our
let me highlight another interesting wrinkle that comes into the say the cooperative efforts where people those are often very phony, but sometimes people do throw a couple of 215 permits into a hat together and become in a pool or a cooperative grow. You know that expression, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Well, in the co-ops, you're only as safe as the most dangerous guy with that permit. It's because now all your plants are commingled. And even if they were to change these laws and you have one person that wants to obey them, the others don't, you're a terrible risk there. I've actually been in discussions where people wanted to get rid of their plants and get out of that business, and they couldn't because of the other people who had their plants in that ground.
Well, and I think probably to kind of close off the discussion, I'll go back to my favorite rant about the state of California, and I mentioned it yesterday, I'll mention it again, is this whole issue that we have about these propositions and initiatives and trying to operate like a democracy.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. If this isn't a perfect example of a law that has absolutely complicated every issue between
popular acclaim, yeah.
By popular acclaim, and people voted on things they don't know anything about. We do this on a regular basis. We have no business trying to operate this republic form of government by proposition and initiatives that are so misworded and so lengthy, and nobody knows what they do. And there's so much misinformation out there, and we do it continually. We're so mired in red tape and dead in this state that I'm not sure there's a clear way out.
Well, let's talk to General Paul up in Washington, where everything is so much simpler and easier and nicer.
There you go. And we're going to open the next hour, and we are going to be joined by Brigadier General Terry Paul, and we're looking forward to that conversation. So that'll be what we're coming back at the next hour. Want to remind you that the Sons of Italy are having their craft fair on October 22nd and 23rd. Out at their place on Cedars Road, and that's something to look forward to. And next Saturday night, October 15th, the Reading Rodeo Association is doing the Cowboy Up Think Pink Banquet, and that's for breast cancer awareness and both fun events, and invite you. You know, Shasta County has always something to do. Anybody who stands around and says, boy, I don't have any place to go or there's nothing to do, well, you're just not looking, because every weekend, every evening, there's always something fun to do.
I keep wondering, is this the pink thing celebration?
Think pink, the pink ribbon breast cancer wear. We're going to take a break now for news, and we'll be right back after this news break, and we'll go into our next hour. Thanks for joining us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He tried and failed to take down a plane with a bomb in his underwear. That's the case against an accused Nigerian terrorist. His trial gets underway today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the Detroit courts.
Dave, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab said nothing as he walked into the courtroom here, dressed in a long blue tunic. A Detroit-area attorney who was a passenger on the 2009 flight that Abdulmutallab is accused of trying to blow up was asked to leave the courtroom because he could become a defense witness. Without going into detail, the judge apologized for an hour-long recess, gave the jury instructions, and the government has started laying out its case. Dave?
Jennifer, a skirmish at sea. U.S. and British forces go after Somali pirates. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, a U.S. frigate and a British Navy supply vessel came alongside a hijacked cargo ship. They sat 500 or 1,000 yards either side, and the pirates then surrendered. That's according to Britain's Ministry of Defence. 11 suspected pirates now arrested. Italy is thanking foreign governments for helping recover the Italian-flagged vessel with almost 24 crew. Dave?
Alistair, President Obama's been urging Congress to pass his jobs bill. Today, the Senate will take a test vote. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president's jobs bill needs to clear a procedural hurdle today to even be debated, but it doesn't appear to have the votes. White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer telling me that it's up to Republicans now.
The question for Republicans is whether they are going to allow each of their individual members to vote their conscience on this.
But several Democrats are also expected to vote no. Wyoming Republican John Barrasso says he doesn't even think the president really wants it to pass.
I don't think he wants to get it to sign. I think he wants to use this as a campaign manifesto.
White House officials say if they can't get the whole bill, they will press for parts of it to be passed. Dave?
Mike, the president's now headed to Pittsburgh to meet with his jobs council. Anti-Wall Street protesters plan a millionaire's march today in New York going through wealthy neighborhoods. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
You hear that? That's the sound of 68 million shopping carts being filled, 275,000 homes being built. Yep, that's the sound of a CSX train doing its part to move the economy forward. Sounds pretty good. CSX trains are the most efficient way to bring goods to market. See how at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
He has taken heat from black Democrats for saying a lot of black voters are brainwashed against conservatives, but Herman Cain's not backing down.
I don't have a lot of patience for people who want to blame racism on the fact that some people don't make it in America.
As Cain keeps surging in the presidential polls, tied with Mitt Romney in a new Quinnipiac Republican voter survey, John Huntsman remains far behind. He's out pushing his foreign policy.
We need more in the way of tactical intelligence gathering. We need more in the way of special forces capabilities. We need more in the way of burden sharing with like-minded countries.
Cain and Huntsman and six other GOP candidates debate tonight in New Hampshire. Mexico's Pacific coast getting ready for Hurricane Hova. People leaving low-lying areas, shelters being set up. cloud. The Category 3 storm could hit this afternoon or this evening with a lot of high waves and could cause some serious flooding. If there is an NBA season, it's going to start late.
After one last bargaining session yesterday, NBA Commissioner David Stern made his decision.
The first 2 weeks of the season have been canceled.
The owners want a revenue split that's more equitable than the current deal in which 57 cents of every dollar goes to the players. The players say the conflict's about the entire compensation system, not just the split.
That's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Hank Williams Jr. spouting off after being kicked off Monday Night Football.
Don't tread on me, this country sure as hell's been going down the drain.
That new song, Keep the Change, takes aim at Fox.
Fox and Friends want to put me down, ask for my opinion, then twist it all around.
Last week, Williams called President Obama the enemy, comparing the president's golf outing with House Speaker Boehner like Hitler playing with Netanyahu, which ESPN objected to. Williams claims it was his decision to drop Are You Ready for Some Football from ESPN's games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, and good morning for those of you just joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. This is, excuse me, retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. I'm joined again this morning by Reverge Anselmo, and we've been having some varied discussions, mostly around the issue of medical marijuana in Shasta County and the dispensaries and growing thereof. And we're going to be joined in just a little while and kind of switch subjects with by Brigadier General Terry Paul.
Yeah, maybe you should tell people about Terry Paul. He's an interesting guy, personal friend of mine. He became a friend in 2002. But he had a seat in the United States Senate as the Marine Corps liaison to the Congress for 10 years. He was extended in place five times. So Terry's a very interesting Washington insider. He really does know everyone from Codells and junkets. He's been their military escort. He's been there. He just knows everything. Wonderful guy, too.
But, yeah, he's a very, very nice man.
Reverse, if I can ask, how did he avoid getting sucked into that vortex? Because I understand the Beltway culture just sucks him in and changes him. How did he stay his own person?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really agree with that statement. Everybody is trying to do their very best with a very difficult job, and usually with complicated issues to contend with. Terry is a lobbyist. He works for Cassidy Defense and Associates, and they're about the primary lobbyist for the military-industrialist complex, you know, which is an interesting seat to have at any table. They're entirely ethical. I don't know why people have the idea that these are people chuckling about, like, what kind of fast ones they just pulled. They're really about the most straight-laced guys that I know.
The lobbyist? Who you're not
what,
referring
him,
to everybody in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, generally I am.
The senators and the assemblymen and the congressmen and all that?
Yeah, when I'm with Terry, which is a lot of fun, you go in the tunnels under the congressional, both, you know, in the two houses, there's trains that run underneath there, and there's a whole world down there. It's lots of fun, and I've never seen anybody up to no good there. A lot of them have bad ideas, but that's on the other side of the aisle. You know, there's not a lot of crosstalk between Marines and, you know, the left wing of the Democratic Party. I mean, who talks to them?
I think perhaps my frustration is that they do seem to some extent when they go back there to kind of get swept up in that whole party allegiance, where they kind of forget their fire when they were running for office and all the things they were going to do, and then they get back there and they get talked into the deal making and the compromise and the can't we just get along and all of that stuff that really irritates me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Whenever I have the notion to accuse the Capitol Hill of that kind of thing, Terry just says to me, listen, those cats don't wrangle. They're all doing an independent thing that is either their conscience or what their ambition best thoughts for their own career or their constituency tells them to do. None of it, you can hardly get two people to say the same thing on the same piece of paper. There's a lot of negotiating to be done over there.
But I feel like if, in fact, they all run on this platform of smaller government and cutting spending, why under both administrations, Republican or Democrat, does the bills continue to go up? They have such fervor about how they're going to go back there and try to do things different and cut spending and slow spending down, and yet they continue to vote. And I've had this conversation with Congressman Herger any number of times. You keep telling me that you don't like pork to come back, and so you don't vote for pork for your district, and you don't try to do those things, and yet you vote for budget when we pass a budget, which we haven't under the Obama administration, but he votes for the budget every year and votes in favor of it, and that's got pork in it for every other district in the United States except his. So where does that, I mean, why doesn't he object to the pork being gone to all the other places? What I'm saying is they buy into this situation and kind of, in my mind. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm going to interrupt you there. It's a spirited discussion, and, of course, you're welcome to join in 605-4567. But right now, we want to check in with Wells Fargo financial advisor Susan Eastman. She has this market minute. Susan?
Good morning. Well, the major averages are mixed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points at 11,402. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1,195. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 11 points at 2,578. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $10.31 at $398.71 per share. eBay's positive 46 cents, trading at $32.76. Qualcomm is down 11 cents at $51.98. Turning to local stocks of interest, AT&T is down 28 cents at $28.89. Target's down 41 cents at $52.22. And Best Buy's positive 6 cents at $25.15. Over in the bond department, the 30-year Treasury bond yield is 3.09%, while the 10-year Treasury note is 2.16%. For commodities, gold is down $3 an ounce at $16.67. Silver's up a penny at $31.99 per ounce. Crude oil is down 56 cents, trading at $84.85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Be listening for the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. We'll take a quick break, then back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time is 8:12 here on Free Fire Radio. Forecast for the northern Sacramento Valley, areas of drizzle before 11 a.m. and patchy fog burning off. It'll be mostly sunny then with a high near 72. Tonight's low 52 and mostly sunny tomorrow. High near 83, maybe a little bit sticky. Currently 62 degrees downtown Reading. And now back to our guest hosts on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark and Rivers and Samo.
And welcome back, and we're just kind of rambling here about how Washington works and or doesn't work as
probably more apropos.
Trish, I was told as a young man, and I was in my late 20s or something, when I first had to go down there, because I used to go for my family's company and go lobby down there. And I was told by them, you know, Washington is a weird place, and it seems to work in a very weird way. But essentially, it does work. I mean, it's not entirely broken.
Sir, we have General Paul on the line.
Terry, are you there?
I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, General Paul.
Thank you. Good morning.
Terry, we just had been talking. I had told some stories about running under the tunnels of the Congress with you. I enjoyed that very much, as you know. And part of the conversation was I'm sort of taking your part in everything, that that town works in a very weird way, but it does kind of work. And I've yet to ever once. You've never introduced me to somebody who was sleazy or unethical or anything like that. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, I do, but my concern, General, I was referring to the fact that it appears to me when people run for office, they have all these lofty goals and they run on smaller government and cutting spending, and then when they get back there, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democratic group, we seem to just keep growing our budget and spending more and expanding government, and they seem to lose all their goals and objectives when they actually get back there and get their feet on the line.
I can understand that point of view.
Okay, so...
Is that your fault, Terry? No, I'm just kidding.
There's not a lot of reward for people who generally cut back and do little or nothing. You know, remember when Reagan was cutting government, there were a number of people who applauded that, but there's also that lifeline of people that grow into a dependence on government. I'm not saying cutting back on government's bad. I'm just saying it's hard to do, and there's no immediate reward for that from the population in general.
Understood. And the more we continue to make this population in the United States dependent upon government, the harder it's going to be to cut back. We already have probably close to 50% or better of the people who are dependent upon government for their livelihood in some manner or another.
That's right. And then that you find that that's not sustainable.
It absolutely isn't. I think that's where we're at right now.
Has the number gotten that high, by the way? Is it about 50% who take government funds?
In some way or another. If you take all of the retirees, certainly probably higher. If you take all of the people, retired people that are on Social Security.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, I wanted to ask you just, this is your personal opinion, not Cassidy and Associates. I wanted to know your feeling about the present Republican field and what your insider view of the race coming up looks like in your eye.
Well, I think it's going to be challenging for the Republicans because, they have gained in the last couple of months because of a displeasure with the incumbent. So they win by default in that regard. I think they're worthy candidates that are appearing. This Kane gentleman is somewhat new. It was funny, about 2 months ago, I got a call from a retired general friend of mine. He said, Terry, I've got a candidate that wants to be advised on military matters. Do you know anybody in the business could sit down with him and give him advice, military 101? And I said, yeah, I got a few people out there do that kind of work. Who is the gentleman? He says, I'm not sure of his name, but he's some guy down in Georgia who owns the Godfather Pizza. Well, that just turned out to be a guy by the name of Kane, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it's funny, it's a small world, but he's very articulate, and he gives people a new perspective. He's not encumbered with any experience in the job, but neither was Barack Obama. So it's not always do we look for people with experience. I go back a number of years, and you say Al Gore had a terrific resume. He was a vice president. He had been a senator. He knows all this and that. And boy, you'd say he's a guy good for the job. But he just didn't have the personality, I suppose, that American public wanted to vest into. So it's more of a popularity contest at times, I think, than a substance contest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mitt Romney is a worthy candidate. I totally discount this thing about, well, he can't win in the South because he's a Mormon. If that's what it takes to be a president, good luck. What your religious faith is, I'm more proud to say that he does have some religious faith that happens to be, you know, generally acceptable in the world. I don't think he has six wives or anything silly like that. So. Yeah. I think the debate ought to be about experience and substance more than popularity. But
Terry,
he is a nice-looking guy, and that helps, too.
Terry, you don't say who, but are you supporting anyone financially yet, or is it too soon? Because, you know, I always bet the same ponies you do.
Well, you get the discounted version, Rivera, because I'm drawn into a number of people, some of which... I know have no chance of winning, but to give them some sense of hope. So I think that the difficult part about being an elected official is to get elected, you've got to win people's trust and confidence enough that they give you money. And then during a recession, that's kind of hard to do,
yeah.
Although there's millions and millions of people out there. But as soon as you do that, then a millionaire throws you some big bucks. Then you're accused of being in the pocket of the millionaires. Well, they're the only ones that are giving you money. So,
but as you and I know, once you give a candidate money, you almost guarantee they never can do anything for you because that check exists somewhere in the universe. So you avoid your own help if you give. It's a real...
No, I had an experience in that regard. It was a few years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, where I had a U.S. senator that I always gave money to. And this one year, I gave him money, and he said, now, Terry, you've got an issue in front of me, don't you? I said, yes, sir, I do. He says, well, then don't give me any money. I said, well, I was hoping you could help me on this project. And he said, well, I can't help you on this project, but I can't take your money.
Right.
You know, I got the best of all worlds. Right. I'm not going to argue that point. That's a good one.
That was good. Terry, we're going to have to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break. Can you hold on and for about 2 minutes and be back with us?
Sure, I'll be right here.
Thanks. And we're going to take a break. This is KCNR 1460. If you'd like to join this conversation, it's 605-4567.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day, be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. We're on the phone with Brigadier General Terry Paul from Washington, D.C., and he's giving us some of the insider insights into this Republican race this year. Welcome back, General.
Terry?
You should be passionate.
Yeah. Oh, you're with us. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's in his office, you can tell, because you can hear him moving his papers around.
Very good. Okay, so we were just discussing some of the issues surrounding this Republican race and how you see it from your point of view back in Washington, D.C.
But, Terry, it's too early to go in on anybody?
The president has a system he has to work within, but I think his main purpose, his or her main purpose, is to motivate the nation. For the nation to feel that he's got his finger on the pulse and he's the right guy at that place to keep the government working and churning. Much different to be a senator or a congressman that has to work within a very confined process and has to seek compromise. The president doesn't have to seek compromise for the 4 years he's in office, theoretically, within his administration. He has to look for compromise sometimes when he's dealing with a party other than his. In the Congress, and that's what the hang-up is for the president right now.
Very good.
Terry, any other parting thoughts for the people on the West Coast about what to watch for in these next few... When do you think we'll have a clear idea of who's really going to rise to the top, and do you feel like there's any other candidates still out there that have not made themselves known?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to come. I think Kane meets that definition, somebody that kind of came out of nowhere, but he's articulated, he's pretty sharp on his feet. That's what I like to see. Just because somebody's well-prepared, I don't like that as well as that their instincts are sound, and they can think and talk quick, and when they say something, it's coherent and it's believable that it may in fact work. A motivator-in-chief, if you will. And I think Kane is showing that, but we'll have to see. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see good grief. I think New Hampshire's within a month for sure, and it starts kicking off then, and then it gets too late. You know, what's troubling all the primaries is that it's the extremes that motivate each primary. So if you're a Democrat, you got to be left, liberal lefty. If you're a Republican, you've got to be strong right conservative. And then, as soon as you get the nod that you have the party behind you, you got to move quickly in the opposite direction to be able to garner some support from the middle, which the middle is what you need to win an election. Now, when you look at Barack Obama, are the African Americans not going to vote for him? I would think they still will in great numbers. Are the Mexican Americans or the people of that background, are they going to vote for him? Primarily, I think they will. Are the women voters going to go for him? I think he's pretty much got a lot of their support, a majority of their support. So you start peeling it back like that, you say, okay, so how are Republicans going to win this election? It's going to be hard. It's just going to be hard by the very nature of what Barack Obama has. Now, he can be unpopular today, but he's going to be far different when it gets down there in November of next year.
Yeah, I fear you may be right. I certainly don't want him any more of him for the next 4 years, but I understand what you're saying, Terry.
You know, and I think that we don't want to get falsely thinking that we're going to win this election. Certainly, we look at the polls now, and you're right, he's not very popular. I think we better stand by.
He's going to take California. Of course he's going to take California.
Oh, and, well, yeah, but we just live in a strange state.
It just happens to have a huge electoral college number. So.
Yeah, but he's not going to take Shasta County.
We were discussing that yesterday. When you look at the red and the blue map, and you look at the state of California, the mass land base is very red. It's those population centers that are filled with renters and not property owners that sway the vote in this great state.
Yeah, you could see that. That's true in a number of states. I remember Colorado is if it wasn't for Denver, it'd be all red.
There you go. Yeah. Well, General, thank you very much for joining us. We've enjoyed this discussion today. Look forward to seeing you on your next visit out here at Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, that's paradise where I come from. You know, I look out my window and I see the demonstration right down the street from here by the White House. And I don't know, does that make me proud? That's America at its best, but it looks to me like...
What are they demonstrating?
Oh, this
Who
is the market.
It?
This is the Wall Street demonstrators?
Anti-millionaires or something.
Oh, we should have asked you about that. Doggone it, we missed it. Because I've heard some things about that, and it's just...
Well, they've camped out here. They've got tents and everything down there, and I guess they're pretty accommodating. They got porta-potties. I don't know who paid for that, put them up. So it's kind of nice living down there right now. I thought I'd grow a beard and straggle clothes and hang on down there. It reminds me of the...
General, we got to go. We're at a hard break for the news. Thanks so much for joining us.
Terry, thanks so much. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. On trial today, a man accused of trying to blow up a plane with explosives in his underwear.
The trial of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is expected to last about a month. The 24-year-old Nigerian man is representing himself, but letting his court-appointed standby attorney handle today's opening statement. However, attorney Anthony Chambers says it's Abdulmutallab who is making the final decisions.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Detroit. Prosecutors in Kansas City, Missouri, asking TV stations to turn over interviews about a 10-month-old girl's disappearance. Police Captain Steve Young asked if Lisa Irwin's mother was about to be arrested.
We don't feel pressure to charge somebody. We're feeling pressure to try to find this child.
Baby's been missing a week. Her parents say someone took her in the middle of the night. Police in Hungary confiscate 100 weapons meant for a Brad Pitt zombie movie, saying they hadn't been properly deactivated. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane Open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. We just had a lovely conversation with Brigadier General Terry Paul back in Washington, D.C., and now we're so pleased to welcome to the lines here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Beverly D'Angelo. Welcome, Bev.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I met you one time up at Anselmo's.
At Reverges.
At Reverges, yes. Yeah, so nice to chat with you. And Reverges here with us?
Yeah, Seven Hills Ranch, the Anselmo Vineyards. Glorious, beautiful place.
Thank you, Bev. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah? Yeah, I called you just because up here we almost never can find a liberal point of view on anything. As I told you, we're 67% registered Republican up here.
I know. I enjoy you seeing me as that, although I'd have to classify myself as inclusive as opposed to strictly liberal. I kind of listen to common sense.
No, I know about
that. Which often
that.
Keeps me away from many Republican candidates.
No, it doesn't work that way. Though. It works
it does.
The other way.
Common
no, it
sense,
doesn't.
It means logic, practicality, etc. You had mentioned when we spoke briefly that you guys were talking about, I think what you put to me was, would you like your 12-year-old daughter to have access to condoms and STI protection, etc., etc.? You know, I would point out that...
Without your knowledge, at 12 years old.
Well, you know, I got to ask you something. When you talk about... You know, your position as a Republican, one thing that you communicate, you know, again and again is small government.
Yeah.
Now, just to draw the logic into this, do you know what 12-year-old kids are doing today? Do you have a 12-year-old kid?
I might, okay, actually, but I don't know where they would
what's
be.
What's the population of Redding?
Around 100,000, Beth.
Okay. Do you know how many 12-year-old kids are in that population?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you know how many 12-year-old kids are in the population of California?
Probably a whole lot.
Do you know how many kids are at risk for sexual infection? Do you know how many kids are sexually active at that age?
No.
Do you know how many kids are estranged from their parents?
But isn't it part of sexual activity in an underage circumstance that the risks that go along with that are kind of your problem?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask Sarah Palin about the problems incurred with sexual activity underage, because I think she's a first-hand experiencer of the repercussions of the baloney of saying that children are able to handle their sexuality just by abstaining or lying or whatever. There's a reality here. And
what I thought was going to be part of this conversation is how did you feel as a parent about the state of California removing your authority from your own child?
They're not removing my
yes,
authority
they are.
In any way. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Because
nobody can remove my authority in my home. Nobody can remove my authority. And my authority is based on the relationship that I myself as a parent develop with my children from the minute they are conceived.
No, but
and
what... Bev,
no,
actually,
no,
what is
not,
don't be like that. We're not on television, so don't allow me to come in here. What is actually happening is the governor just said, if your daughter at 12 years old wants to get these condoms or paraphernalia for her sexual activity, now she's the boss of that, not you. You don't
no,
even get to
where,
know about
see, this
it.
This is where I have a problem with logic and practicality. You know, my daughter can go into a library and take out any book that she wants. But my relationship with my daughter, which is under my authority, instills her with certain values and a path of communication, and that's my authority. That's my responsibility. So just because she has the ability to, on her own, get protection, you know, doesn't discount my authority in her life any more than my father, who is a staunch Republican, has the ability to just because I can vote doesn't mean that I don't listen to him. And that's a parent's responsibility. All Jerry Brown is saying, from what I understand, all he's saying is, you know what, let's address a practical issue. If the only way a 12-year-old girl can get protection, you know, if she's sexually active, is by going to her mother, and in the event that she's unable to do that, or she needs this, she has the autonomy to do this, then we will grant her that. Because otherwise you've got that, you know, backstreet abortionist kind of scenario. And I believe that, you know, he's trying to address kind of a bleeding wound, and by saying, no, we're going to put it all in the hands of the parents, well, you better get out the parents, you better get out the parenting classes. Do you know how many families have fallen apart? How many parents have no authority over their children whatsoever? What are you going to do? You want to solve a problem? You solve it like this.
Well, I think that, first of all, I don't think the government should intervene, but yes, parents should get in there and have parenting classes if they need it. But if they don't, if they have no authority over a 12-year-old,
should that be mandated?
It is mandated.
Parenting classes are mandated?
No, what I'm saying is that they actually are responsible for their children right now.
That's right. So you've just told me you've just agreed with my point. My point is that parents are responsible for their children. Now let's play out the scenario, because I do have an 11-year-old girl.
By the way, who's having sex with your 12-year-old daughter? Isn't that a felony?
You would be amazed at what's going on. Nobody's having sex with my daughter, I can guarantee you that. But you would be
amazed. You can't guarantee me that.
Oh, I'm going to hang up the phone right now.
No, why would you do that?
Because that's absolutely not true.
She doesn't have to tell you, and I think she doesn't have to tell you about it, and I think you don't even...
Oh, you're out of your mind, Reverge. I want to tell you something. The way I parent my kids, I know exactly what they're doing. And if you would even mention something so vile and disgusting, I would ask you to examine your head.
Okay, now I'm gonna jump right in here for a minute, Bev, because we have to take a break, and just hold that thought, and we'll be back on the in just a couple of minutes after we take a break.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
Family-oriented. It's a good family establishment.
What's the one food item that you like this year?
Well, as long as he's cooking, tri-tip.
That's Pray the Ranch tri-tip. At Kent, you'll find fresh seafood, locally grown produce, and fresh homemade deli sandwiches and salads from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Groceries, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. And we're on the phone this morning with Beverly D'Angelo. And the premise for our discussion has to do with some frustration on some of our parts with the kind of lack of continuity in some of the decisions that Governor Brown made over signing some of these bills. And in one motion, he rejected a measure that required helmets for young skiers and snowboarders, saying that he felt that that was a continuing and seemingly inexplorable transfer of authority from parents to the state, and then turned right around and signed a bill that turned over the sexuality issues of a 12-year-old to the state and away from parents. And that seems to be a little contradictory.
You've got it wrong. Just because that law exists doesn't mean that it's taking power away from the parents in any way, shape, or form. All it's doing is it is widening the parameters through which children can get care. Do you know, I looked up some statistics on the break, and statistically speaking, the number of children under the age of 18 in the United States is now at a higher level than it was in 1970, which was the peak of the baby boom. There are more children under 18 now. Just because that law exists doesn't mean that the authority has been taken away from the parents. It's a parent's responsibility to stay involved with their children's lives. Just because that law exists doesn't mean, okay, the parents can't even talk about it, can't do anything about it, can't participate in the children's life. I think that your interpretation of that law is highly prejudicial.
No,
ignoring something that he did. He also passed a law saying that locals can no longer ban circumcision. Now, if that's not putting the responsibility into the hands of the parents on a personal level, I don't know what is, because it's been proven.
But, Bev, my question of all of this is, why is the government involved in any of this to begin with?
Because people can't do it for themselves. That's why.
But we need to hold people responsible. And until we at least make the attempt and try to get back to making parents responsible for their children, we have been on this path of taking over their life from the time they're born right up to the time they're 18 years old and letting the state and the schools run that. We need to start putting
really
that control back with the parents.
I think
and hold them responsible.
I think that you're looking at legislation and the government through a prism. And I think that you've got to take those glasses off and address things practically. You're imagining that just because these laws exist, that power is being taken out of our hands, and that is not true. What's happening in this specific law, if you want to focus on this specific law, is the area of accessibility is being widened, but that in no way negates the parental responsibility in any way, shape, or form. And the thing is, if you look at the failings of our society, it comes down to parenting. It absolutely comes down to parenting. Parents are responsible for communicating judgment, value system, all that kind of stuff.
But we don't hold our parents responsible for anything, and that's the problem. We make a law,
so wait a minute,
you're not responsible.
How would you hold the parents responsible? Would you have the government intervene?
If the government
is what we don't want. This is what the governor did.
That's where you've got your glasses on again. If this was Schwarzenegger, would you be saying this?
Yes, I would.
You would.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I don't even like CPS.
Why do you think that the existence of this law in any way, shape, or form negates the power of an adult or the responsibility of an adult for their minor child.
Let me explain that to you, because it does by virtue of its being a law, and there's a caveat on that, that when the child wants access to these things, they don't need your permission, and concomitant to that is that you will not have the ability to interview or ask or object.
Well, let's get on a practical level. Let's get on a practical level, okay? Say that you have a 12-year-old, all right? If your 12-year-old is sexually active, okay, and you don't know it, the problem has already begun. So now you're in a world where you've got a 12-year-old, where there's a 12-year-old child who's sexually active. Now, if they've got the kind of relationship that's already failed, i.e. the parental failing of establishing, you know, a relationship with their child that would not allow something like that to ever happen, then what does that child do? Have unprotected sex? Where is the protection for that child? This is a practical thing.
I don't know. Somewhere there needs to be the cops, because it's illegal to do that with a 12-year-old.
Oh, so you want police intervention, but you don't want a government.
You know, Bev, I think it gets a whole lot simpler for me. I'm still living in a world where if I have a child who is on a medication and he's in grade school, I have to send a note to the school to give that, to have that teacher give that pill to this person, to my child, whether it's an aspirin or an asthma drug or
I
what
know,
have you.
I've
on the other hand,
thing, Advil,
that
everything.
Same kid can go and get treated for abortion, for drug disease, for all of those things without my involvement or any parental discussion. And that, to me, just is very contradictory.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's just walk through the reality of it.
Hold on, Bev, we need to take
a
caller.
Your point of view is contradicting, but let's walk through the reality of it.
Wait, let's walk through that reality with the caller, because there's
a
caller
coming. We've got a
call
on the line, and they would like to come in. So we're going to welcome somebody into this conversation. Good morning, John. You have a question for Bev?
Good morning. Yes, I do. Good morning, Beverly. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Listen, I have a few issues with what you're saying. I have a few issues with this thing becoming a law. One, I think it diminishes the responsibility of participation of the parents in parenting. Now, I understand that there is a large group of exceptions out there who the parenting wouldn't apply to anyway, and I'm talking about the children. But to provide them a handful of condoms and tell them to go out into the world and
who's doing
this
that?
Is okay is not the answer to this thing.
Who's giving their kids a handful of condoms and saying
anybody
go out
will
the world?
At this point, because the child has the right to get them at school. There's other distribution points that are indicated here, and the governor has said it's okay to give these to kids without any parental authority involved whatsoever. This is wrong.
But I was just saying, let's walk through the reality. I understand what you're saying. I was saying, okay, but let's walk in that world, okay?
Okay.
Who is the person that's actually handing out those condoms? Is that an irresponsible
person, or is that a
principal? Well,
from what I understand, they can pick them up at the school nurse's office.
Who is it?
School nurse.
The school nurse, okay?
Yes. That's
one of
the
places. So are you saying that you're basing all this assumption, that you're basing this on, I mean, because I understand what you're saying, but the scenario that you're painting is that the school nurse who would pass out the condoms is an entirely irresponsible adult.
But she has nothing to say about it. The kid wants it. She has to give it.
LaVerge, I agree with you completely.
I don't
have any responsibility.
That is
for
not my interpretation
of the
law.
Of the legislation.
Hold
that,
on, everybody. We're going to have to wrap up to take a
okay. Let's hold
break.
These thoughts
okay,
here.
Everybody, hold on. We're going to go to a break. If you'd like to join, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a
kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to WindRiver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service. High quality, fine jewelry. Perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjrudding.com. Well, I won't
back in KCNR, time is 8:55. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the local veterans community. Largest walk-in humidor in the North State and a great meeting room. And you can get a great coffee beverage from the T&B Sweeties. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And now, back to our most interesting episode of Free Fire Radio with guest hosts Trish Clark and Reverge and Selma.
And we welcome you all back, and we've just been having a really interesting conversation. We have on the line John, who's been having a discussion with Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah, I know we just have a few minutes, so I want to jump in and give John some information. I found the American Medical Association. We've got to talk fast because
we only have a second.
Back for a news break. But the American Medical Association did a study. They proved in this study that actually the abstinence programs put forth in schools, et cetera, had no effect whatsoever. They also statistically proved that access to condoms, like in baskets and all that silly kind of stuff, did not increase the use of condoms. It only just lessened where the kids got their condoms, but the number of condoms they took was in no way relative to, you know, the sex that they were having. Now, the American Medical Association approached this as a problem that exists and how to solve it. So, you know, it depends on how you look at this law. If you look at this law as something that's trying to solve an existing problem, you look at it in underneath a different kind of perspective. If you look at it as far as, is big government taking over our lives, then you've got a different argument. But I'm talking about the practical level of it.
Level that you're talking about, and I agree with what you're saying, that if we can solve even one case of sexually
HIV or AIDS
diseases,
or any, you know,
It's a good thing, but is it a good thing to put this out there as an endorsed issue? And what I mean as an endorsed issue is you're saying, de facto, this is okay to have sex. Here's your protection.
Well, that's
when in fact,
again,
what
that's
really
where
needs
I
to
think,
be taught is it isn't okay.
Yeah, I know, but that's where I think that your interpretation, and this may be the difference between a liberal and a Republican, but that's where I believe that your interpretation of the law is different than mine. Just because that law exists, that makes no difference in how I speak to my children and what is okay with me and not okay with me. Somebody can go to Reading and buy pot. That doesn't mean that I don't tell my kids that if they ever smoke it, I'm going to kill them.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to jump in because we're really getting close to the end of the hour. Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, both of you. Bev, you did very good street fighting today here on the radio, and so did you, John.
Yeah, and we enjoyed both of you, and thank you both for joining us, and hope to see you real soon again, Bev, up at Anselmo's up on the hill. And
at your service.
Share a glass of wine with you and continue this conversation.
I told Reverend Chicken I'd be there.
And viva la difference. I think it's wonderful that we can have these great discussions. And isn't that part of what's so wonderful about living in America?
It really is great that we
have this opportunity to agree to disagree about very important issues.
It's fantastic. God bless America.
Thanks very much for joining us, Bev.
Okay.
And we're going to wrap up the show here. I want to remind you of a couple of things we've talked about in the last couple of days. We've got the Reading Rodeo Association's Stand Down Think Pink coming up. We've got The Stand Down is for the veterans, and that's on October 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We've got the Sons of Italy event coming up. Their wonderful craft fair, and then the Cowboys Think Pink Week. I also want to remind all of you, as I can't get through 2 days on the radio without inviting all of you down to the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, especially on the first Sunday of each month for the community breakfast.
I haven't done one of those for a while. I've been terribly remiss.
We're still doing those great biscuits and gravy, and invite all of you to come down and join us. We've got a car show kind of going down there now, where we're getting a lot of the old Model A's and stuff that are coming to the breakfast. So you get a kind of an unofficial show and shine involved with that, and we invite you to come down and join us. And I want to just thank Reverge. We've had fun these 2 days.
Yeah, no, thanks. A lot of fun for me. I hope people didn't get the impression that it's just Anselmo Vineyards weather, Anselmo Vineyards me talking. Sorry about that. That's just an overlap that was unavoidable.
Well, and the fact remains that you are a big promoter of this radio station and involved in the community, and so that kind of can't help but overlap. But we've had a good time. We hope you have. We ask you to join in tomorrow again, and I think Linda will be back tomorrow morning. And this is Trish Clark and Reverend Anselmo thanking you for joining.